From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In this, the last message in a series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Cairns speaks of the final mention of the Holy Spirit. The text is Revelation 22, verse 17, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns deals first with a question that arises. To whom is the text addressed? As we'll see, the conclusion he reaches is that these words are addressed to sinners as Christ's invitation, Come. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to answer the question, Does the Bible command Christians to tithe? The video version of this comment may be found on our website, ltbsradio.com, under Q&A with Alan Cairns.
Does the Bible command Christians to tithe? Well, let me start off by saying I have always practiced tithing from a very young person. Even in the hardest financial times of life, I've practiced tithing. Not giving with a sense that I want to get from God, but simply because I believe that God had blessed me with whatever I have, and that first tithe would go to Him. In the Old Testament, tithing was commanded. The Lord Jesus told the Jews of His day, when He said that you tithe, but there are certain things you don't do, He said, these you ought to have done, but not leave the other undone. So He said, yes, you should have tithed, for it's commanded. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. That's the command of God in the Old Testament, Malachi 3:10. Now the question is, does that command come over into the New Testament church? I've said, I have always practiced tithing. But I will say that I do not believe that the law of tithing as a law comes into the New Testament church. I say that for a theological reason, as the Westminster Confession of Faith very clearly sets forth, and I believe the Bible clearly teaches, there is a threefold division of the law. There's the moral law, there's the ceremonial law, and then there's the civil law of Israel. Now, the moral law is binding as a rule of life upon Christians. It's what's called in theology the third use of the law. It's still there. The ceremonial law has been abrogated, for it's been fulfilled in Christ. The civil law of Israel, that's the laws governing the state of Israel in the Old Testament, will in many cases carry spiritual principles that can be applied to spiritual life in the New Testament church. But the law itself, as it stands, does not so apply. The civil law of Israel is not a law for the New Testament church. Now, I think tithing is not in the moral law. It's in the civil law of Israel. Now, try to put it all together. Giving is a matter of the heart to God. If in the Old Testament they gave a tithe, I would reckon personally that the tithe would be a minimum, even without a law. The New Testament standard is, as Paul told the Corinthians, according to your means, as God has prospered you, so you give. And the beautiful picture of the Macedonian Christians that we read of in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the apostle there talks about these people who out of their deep poverty gave with such liberality that they abounded with joy, and the work of God was carried forth. Giving is a privilege. Let us not make it some sort of a legalistic thing that, oh, I have to give to God or the church. No, let us not even do it the charismatic way of giving in order to get. You give this and God will give you a whole lot more. Let's give out of worship, out of love for Him who gave everything for us. If we, like the Macedonians, give out of that heart that's in love with Christ and out of faith in Him, God will bless our giving and bless us in our giving. And He'll prosper us according to His will, not suffering us to be reduced to beggary. He'll meet our needs. He'll not meet our greed, but He'll meet our need. So, and that's a very, very good distinction, by the way. But while tithing is not a law, yet giving is. But it's more than a law. Let's give first of ourselves and out of the fullness of our heart, liberally. Let's give to the support of God's work.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the January issue will be the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How do you explain unanswered prayer? And what is marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22, verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly, Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whatsoever loveth, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we thank thee for thy word, inspired, inerrant, infallible. We thank thee, O God, that this is the authoritative and unchangeable message of God Almighty to the needy hearts of men and women. Lord, bless thy word this day. Write it upon our hearts. Do a work in this gathering similar to that which was done on the day of Pentecost, when people were pricked in their hearts and consciences and led to Christ for salvation. Lord, bless the simple preaching of the Word of God, and to thee we shall give the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. The words of our text this morning will be found in verse 17. Of Revelation 22, especially the first line of the verse. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. The last reference to any subject in Scripture is usually an important one. If you read some good books on the subject of Bible interpretation, you will find that in every great subject of Scripture, there is a first mention, there is a full mention, and there is a final mention. We have spent quite a long time now studying the Word of God and the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And those with long memories will remember that I dealt right away back in the first or second message with the first mention of the Spirit in Scripture, Genesis chapter 1. Now we come to the last mention of the Spirit in Scripture. And as is the case in every great final mention, here we have God's last word to us on the subject. That abiding impression, that in some ways overriding truth on this subject, which he wishes to remain with us. Now, when we read Revelation 22:17, it sounds a very, very simple sort of statement to deal with and to understand. But before we can come to look into the text, we do have a very major problem to solve. If you want to find out just how major the problem is, all you've got to do is to take any 20 or 30 commentaries on the book of the Revelation and see what the commentators have to say on this verse, and you'll find that there is a great division among them. The difficulty is understanding the person or persons to whom the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." A very common view is that these words are addressed to Christ himself. Many eminent commentators take this view, that the Lord Jesus had said, "Behold, I come quickly. I'm coming." And immediately the Spirit and the Bride respond to Christ, "Come." I must say that I like the sentiment of that, and certainly John expresses it in verse 20 when he says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." I believe in every Christian's heart, when you read in the Scriptures the promise of the Lord Jesus where he says, "I am coming again," there is a response that says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." This is the blessed hope of the Church of Jesus Christ, even the glorious appearing of her Lord and her Redeemer. And with all her soul, she yearns for the day when Christ will come. However, I have to say that when I read the verse, it seems to me that it's not addressed to Christ at all, but it's addressed to men. If you look at it carefully, the Lord Jesus is the speaker. And he says, verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify." He goes on speaking, "I am the root and offspring of David." He goes on telling us the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." "And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify." The speaker the whole way through is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he it is who is telling us of his Holy Spirit's last word. And it surely is a word to men. The "come" here, certainly at the end of the verse, is addressed to the sinner. It's the same message as the one we sang from Isaiah 55. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." This is the very same message. And the Holy Spirit of God is giving this invitation to sinners. I must say, when I come to a verse of Scripture that has many eminent commentators saying it means one thing and I believe it means another, I get a little uncomfortable. I know there are preachers who can get up and stick their chest out and say every commentator who ever lived disagrees with me in this, but I have to say, I never like to be in that position, because it's a rare preacher with whom all wisdom resides. But I'm glad that Matthew Henry agrees with me. Should I say I agree with Matthew Henry? That's, I think, a more honest way to put it. Albert Barnes, for all his limitations, a very wonderful commentator, he agrees, and the greatest Methodist commentator possibly of all time. It's good to know that a Presbyterian can read a Methodist. Adam Clark, he agrees as well. So I'm taking this today as addressed to men.
You've been listening listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.